Okay.
Let's get rolling. A lot to cover here. This hour, we're going to talk about the ever-worsening specter of shedding. And if you're getting tired of hearing about it, don't, because it is playing a much bigger role than even we thought. That's our best guess at this time. It strongly appears immune suppression, right, that the vaxxed are experiencing. We talk about the vaxxed ending up with AIDS all the time. We do suspect that that immune suppression is transmissible to the unvaccinated via shedding. The results can range from shingles outbreaks to deadly cancers. You heard it right. It is potentially something that you need to worry about if you're in the store and there are people around you laughing and talking and exhaling in your face, that you, in fact, can get spiked and you, in fact, can end up with shingles and a whole array of things to turbo cancer, deadly cancer. We think this is on the table now. We think it's been on the table. There are more and more anecdotal stories coming in all the time from people about this exact kind of thing. The biggest question of all is the immune suppression transient in the unvaxxed or permanent in the unvaxxed? In other words, if you get spiked and your immune system takes a dip and you break out in shingles, is that a permanent suppression of your immune system, right? Or it's just a transient issue? We don't know. That's what we have to find out, and we're monitoring. Erica's doing the monitoring. I don't have the time. She's watching these various boards and social media, and the results of her efforts are we bring them forward three times a week, but they are not good, not encouraging at this point. We don't know for sure, so we're leaving the door open, but it does appear that you all who are unvaxxed need to double down on your efforts to protect yourself and your unloved, unvaxxed loved ones. Let me get that right. Because they are in trouble too. And we don't know how much exposure it takes. We don't know if it involves immune competency in the unvaxxed before they can get tagged with this stuff. We don't know yet. We're watching. But you've got to protect your loved ones. You've got to protect yourself. And that means, in our estimation, a mask in every mixed setting and gloves are very much advised. Just a lightweight pair of cotton gloves, whatever, in any store you go into. Keep them in the car. Just slip them on. You don't have to wash them every time. Just keep them in the car. Slip them on. Just do something. Because this thing is clearly getting worse. Erica? Long time no talk. How you been?
Pretty good.
All right.
So it's there does seem to be a somewhat of a trend emerging now. Is I personally was waiting to have any opinion about it with regard to this possibility that whatever the vax are being injected with, whatever they're producing as a result of that. is obviously affecting their immune systems. And early on, we started hearing about, we'll call them bystanders, being affected adversely too, with annoying things like shingles outbreaks. There may have been other skin rashes and things like that.
Sure.
But now it looks like this immune suppression also pertains to cancer. There are more and more reports coming out of unvaxxed people, either living or working closely with the vaxxed, that are now coming down with these aggressive types of late-stage cancers, which is worrisome. But we have seen that with animals, people's pets, dogs and cats. in the past year were being diagnosed, I would say, with increased frequency with these cancers that seem to be metastasized. I mean, systemic. It wasn't a tumor.
Some people are calling them soft tissue cancers. I don't care what you call them, but they are appearing kind of like all over the place in some cases.
Yeah.
And these are also occurring in the unvaxxed. You got to remember that. They're not just the vaxxed.
Well, that's what we're seeing now. So, I mean,
the vaxxed
dogs and cats have faster metabolism, so these things would likely show up in a faster time frame. And we did see that last year, and we're seeing more of it this year. But now the humans are also starting to manifest these cancers, which is worrisome. And we've got a couple of anecdotal reports to that effect.
Were you able to send those over to the webmaster?
Yes, I did.
Okay, they're not up yet. We've got the video up with Dr. Toby Rogers. That's up, but the rest, not yet. So, just FYI.
Okay.
So, who's my... Oh, okay. My email's been bouncing to some of my regular people I write to, like David Oates. I had to go, to a different email. All right, who is Dr. Toby, whatever his name is?
Dr. Toby Rogers. I believe is he a cardiologist? He's been participating in a number of these roundtable discussions on the Children's Health Defense with Dr. Merrill Nass and Brian Hooker, Polly Tommy. And so he did an interview back in June before these boosters, these bivalent boosters were approved. And he was explaining where we're going with this and having no clinical trials whatsoever because they've, to their satisfaction, apparently no one else has proved that these things are safe and effective, the mRNA technology, and that no future clinical trials are required. You know, they can change up the formula to produce any protein they want, and it will be considered safe and effective.
They can release whatever they want. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, so they've now bent the rules so that they can get these things approved and administered to the general public with no clinical trials. They believe that they have met the requirements of safe and effective for this mRNA technology as a vaccine. And it's frightening. You know, it's
worse than frightening because they're bringing out this bivalent COVID vax, okay? And half of it will be the existing normal shots 1, 2, and 3, I guess, or 1 and 2. I don't think they're using a booster form in this, but I don't know. Maybe they are. Half of it's the COVID Wuhan strain, which is actually gone, and that's an mRNA configuration, which will generate in your body the original spike protein, which we know what it does. It kills people. And now we have the Omicron half of this bivalent. They're mixing them together. You get 2 for 1. And it has a new spike protein of which we know nothing about. Nothing. Not yet.
Well, it hasn't been tested in this way. We don't know a lot about it other than, you know, it is the spike protein that is a part of the latest variant in dominance, the Omicron strain. The question is, did this thing arise naturally? It doesn't look that way. And that's what they're trying to sell us, that the Omicron came about through natural evolution. It's much tamer. And if you've had it, you have some level of immunity to other strains of the coronavirus, presumably. But people that have actually looked at the sequences in this Omicron variant say that it is extremely suggestive of having lab origins. You know, the number of mutations mutations in the spike protein alone are extraordinary. There are insertions and deletions that would not have come about naturally. So we're going to program people to produce this. And they will be shedding that along with
program,
the original Wuhan one that's renowned for having those amyloidogenic sequences in it.
So what we get with the Omicron portion of this bivalent new vax that you'll get same price, no price at all, free. We don't know what the spike in there is, has been programmed. It's a synthetic protein. We don't know what
it's been created to produce. You know, just the when they first announced Omicron, what was it, November, December of last year, it was discovered in South Africa, and they tried to say it arose from a mouse. And that right there alone is kind of suspicious. And there was talk about it, you know, the anagram. If you flip it, not only does it say moronic, but it also says oncomere. And oncomere is
a bad word. Okay.
Yeah, pertains to microRNAs that are associated with the formation of cancer. So we have a potentially cancer-causing spike protein here? And, you know, how it's doing it, I don't know. There were rumors that it had sequences of a mouse retrovirus in it, a gamma retrovirus, which those are associated with insertional mutagenesis. And inducing cancer. I mean, the most famous one that people would probably be familiar with is feline leukemia virus, which mm-hmm. produces a cancer in cats within about 2 years after the infection.
FELV.
Yeah, FELV. So gamma retroviruses are renowned for causing cancer.
We're in trouble. That's completely speculative,
but you know, the fact that people are now going to be programmed to produce this spike with these unknown consequences is a concern.
Would you resend the readers? He's complaining he did not get the readers.
Okay.
You can pop those over. So what we have is a bivalent COVID vaccine, a new bioweapon, which has a whole new component. It's the Omicron spike protein mRNA setup in it. But we don't know what it is, and they're not going to tell us. In addition to that, they are mixing the original COVID vax with the monkeypox vax, so that'll be also bivalent. There'll be two components.
Monkeypox, oddly enough, has simmered down. For now, there was a big drop in the number of cases being reported.
They ran out of homosexuals.
I don't know, but it's suddenly down. For whatever reason, it's down.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to come roaring back? Who knows? And, you know, what were these people who took the Jynneos vax, what were they really injected with?
Are
they walking, talking time bombs now?
I got to think they certainly could be. Monkeypox could come back with a vengeance in a week. We don't know. It's all being orchestrated. We don't know.
Right.
We'll have to wait and see. And in addition to that, they're mixing the COVID vax with RSV. All right? That's something that children get. Why? Why are they doing that? They're going to give a child a COVID vax and an RSV vax, which is an mRNA predicated vax. Just that's the new way. They're all mRNA.
Those
rhymes.
I'm pretty sure that was one of the vaccines or one of the viruses that they tried to come up with a vaccine for that resulted in this antibody dependent enhancement from the formation of antibodies. So it was another bust, just like the coronavirus vaccines.
Right. We're able to get
somehow
those
things change if we do it with an mRNA platform.
I don't know. Did you send those back?
Yes.
Nope. Okay, good. Thanks. Now, the other issue is, and I haven't gotten there yet, the other bivalent vax, which they're going to make available, if it isn't already available to all of you lucky people, is the flu vax mixed with the COVID vax. Isn't that thoughtful of them? So you don't have to have two needles shoved into your arm, just one.
I don't know. They've trialed the influenza on an mRNA platform where
with mice. They kill a few mice off?
I think he has mice, and it might have been a small human trial a few years back.
Like somebody under 5 feet tall?
I don't know, but they've had a couple studies on it. You know, it all looks great on paper. Yeah, people make antibodies or the animals make antibodies, but is it genuinely protective? That remains to be seen. But they're chopping at the bit to, you know, offer a mRNA vaccine or an influenza vaccine based on mRNA technology. So therefore, you will be programmed to produce probably a hemagglutinin protein, and which would be sort of like the spike on the coronavirus. And maybe neuraminidase, those are the two main antigens in a flu vaccine. You know, we don't know how biologically active those proteins are. If your body starts churning those out, what are they going to do? Are they going to cause clotting issues?
We all know these things don't
stay at the injection site, so any number of organs or tissues can be transfected and begin to produce these proteins and then be subject to attack.
Within minutes. And we also know now that some of the injection sites, I don't know how many, but a few at least, have turned malignant.
Yes.
That should scare everybody.
Yeah. Okay? I know at least one person, well, once removed, who was operated on for shoulder cancer. I mean, shoulder cancer? What does that mean? And it just happened to be in the same arm that he got his injections.
Well, I read one where the respondent was saying it was the injection site that went malignant.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
So, look, let's just go back to the beginning here. Shedding is getting worse. As they continue to upgrade the diabolical nature of these injections, we think that the shedding issue is going to go right up with it. And to be careful is to be, what's your life worth? Do you care if you wear a mask in public? Really? We all know the arguments about how masks don't work. Well, no, masks do work, not to a 90 percentile or 80 percentile level. But if it's 10, I'll take it. No problem. Because I know what's in the air in the stores. I know what's in the air. You go into a medical office, one of those little 8x8 rooms, and there's no window open. What do you think's in there? What do you think's in there? There have been 10 patients in there before you. What do you think's in that room? In the air, hanging, on the surfaces, on all horizontal surfaces, potentially. I don't care if they wipe a few of them down. You've got to think about where you're putting yourself. I hate to say this because it's a very negative thing to have to do. But we're trying to give you the tools with which you can minimize your risk. And as if Pfizer has its way and their boosters are double the strength, which is what they claimed, I haven't seen anything to renounce that. Does that mean there'll be that many more spike proteins churned out of the human body? It's certainly possible. We just don't know yet. And what we've been able to find out here has been through Erica's work. All that research.
Yeah,
it's brutal. And it is not fun to do.
The people who are ultra-sensitive to the shedding now have reported that the people who have been boosted are some of the biggest, what would you say, offenders? I mean, they're really, really churning the stuff out.
Yeah. Okay. How much does it take? You're not vaxxed. Okay. We're talking about to our non-vaxxed audience members at the moment. How much does it take if you're around someone who's just dumping off copious amounts of spike protein? They've just gotten the booster few days ago, and they are really just cranking this stuff out. It depends, we think, on how much pre-exposure you've had around other people. We think it also has to do with the threshold, how many spike proteins you've actually absorbed and had to absorb because of your work environment, working in an office full of people who are vaxxed. We think that's a probable way to measure it, how dangerous it is if you get around somebody who's really dumping this stuff. But we don't know. It's all kind of logical, linear, pragmatic analysis. That's the best we can offer you. But we can say, wear gloves when you're shopping. I mean, the stalkers who pick up that bottle of lemonade and put it on the shelf, they use their bare hand. They'll grab it right around the lid. Is that paranoid enough for everyone to get your attention? So wear gloves in there. Leave them in the car if you have to. That's fine. But wear gloves and keep in mind when you buy food, you're buying potentially contaminated food. Okay? That's the message.
I agree. It is a bioweapon. It is a bioweapon.
This is not a vaccine. All right, I say it again for the millionth time. This is not a vaccine. It wasn't conceived to be a vaccine. It wasn't created to be a vaccine. It wasn't tested to be a vaccine. It wasn't released to be a vaccine. It is now fully deployed in the public, and we're seeing one particular group. We've mentioned it a couple times. It started out, Erica first found that it had 40,000 members 2 weeks ago. What's the total now?
I think it's 243,000.
200,000 new members in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And these stories we've read to you are horrible. Okay?
There's just no end to them. Story after story after story.
Yeah. Okay. Still working on this other thing. What else did we want to... there was another thing we wanted to mention tonight and spend a little time on. What was it?
Was it smells?
Smells. That's it. Okay. Go ahead.
Do you have any of the readers yet?
Not yet. She has... He's saying the only thing he got was that video.
Hmm.
I'm emailing him right now. Okay. We can always have you read them anyway. It's all right.
All right. Let me read one.
Do you want to do this Dr. Toby Rogers at any
point? Yeah, why don't we do that
point?
While we wait? Sure.
All right.
It's not very long.
Okay. And the other one, that is not the one I found yesterday. I'm going to have to go digging for it. Somebody sent it to me. I will look for it. It had to do with the covalent, bivalent COVID vaccine. And I will find it. All right. Here we go. Dr. Toby Rogers.
We are talking about the possibility of an extinction level event if they do this. We have to stop them. The COVID shot doesn't work right now. It didn't stop Omicron. It's not going to stop future variants. We know that it's not going to work, so we've got to change the formula. So we're gonna hedge our bets. We're going to put between 2 and 4 different variants in future shots, and we're just going to call them safe and effective automatically because they're kind of sort of similar to former COVID shots that didn't work either. But the whole goal is to skip clinical trials in perpetuity.
Yes.
So as bad as the data is right now, we're going to have no data in the future. For the rest of our lives, we will have no data about the safety and effectiveness of future COVID-19 shots.
It's not just COVID-19 shots. It's any shot.
Yeah.
Please understand that. There's no requirement now to disclose and divulge anything about what you're calling a shot for this, a shot for that. It doesn't matter. They can release whatever they want. We are now in the Wild West. We've gone backwards 100 years. There's no government regulation. There's no oversight over this stuff. They're just
saying...
And
no liability.
Zero. They all get automatic EUA, it seems like. I don't know if that's true, but that's what it seems like.
Yep.
It's really crazy. Okay, while we're waiting, go ahead and read the first one. Let's do that.
All right, this is pertaining to smells. Guys, I'm noticing more and more these jabbed, / shedding people are smelling like ammonia or cat litter. I don't know what this is or why, but I'm experiencing this more and more. Is anyone else experiencing this, and what could it mean?
Cat litter.
Cat litter, yeah. Okay, so there's not the most pleasant smell. I think the ammonia smell is a little bit of a clue here of what might be happening. If somebody's having a buildup of ammonia in their body, first of all, it's pretty toxic, and it's often an indication that the liver is struggling.
Mm-hmm. And now that's important. Hold on. All right, so let's say, okay, you're out and about, and you're in mixed company, mixed group, and you smell ammonia. That could be indicative of someone who is in liver trouble.
Yeah, and we know these shots are very hard on the liver. These lipid nanoparticles, that's the first place they end up. And same with the adenovirus. Most of it does end up in the liver, at least initially. So the liver is, yes, under attack here. And, of course, the more of these things you get, the more the liver's going to struggle. Because, I mean, the lipid nanoparticles they kill liver cells. Let's not forget that lipid nanoparticle in the Moderna, the SM-102, is a class 1A carcinogen. And then the Pfizer lipid nanoparticles, the ALC-0315 and ALC-0159, they're both very toxic. These are chemicals that kill cells. So the liver is, let's just say, stressed, if not damaged in some cases. And there may be some degree of cirrhosis happening. Don't know. But the ammonia smell could be an indicator of liver damage that's occurring. And then these people are just not able to process ammonia, which ends up building up in the blood and can result in an altered mental state. So, you know, when you're seeing people acting strangely, it may be this buildup of ammonia that gets into the brain and causes them mental issues.
And boy, do a lot of people have mental issues.
Yeah, so it may not be amyloid at this point, and you know that, although that could be happening too, it could be the circulatory issues, vascular issues on the brain, but it could also be this ammonia buildup from liver failure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't forget about those words amyloid and amyloidosis, please. They're key to everything, and when Adams published his big paper the other day, not once did I see the words amyloid or amyloidosis. So
they're still pretending they don't know what they are. We know what they are.
It's the lie of omission, and a lie is a lie. Sorry, that's just the way it is. You either tell the truth, and or you're actually stone cold ignorant, and I don't think Mike Adams is. So, come on, guys. Let's put the truth out there.
I think part of it is just keeping people on the edge of their seats, wondering. Tune in tomorrow, and maybe we'll tell you what it is.
Well, we
and meanwhile, people's imagination runs wild. I mean, there's people thinking that it's a hydra.
Oh, my. All right. We have a lot of things to bring you in the weeks and months ahead. It's not going to be easy. Just by way of an aside, Sunday is 9/11. And look how they played us with that. All of you know. Whether you're pro-plane or anti-plane, it doesn't matter, because the way they played this is the story. That's the issue. Understand that we are in the hands of a deeply, darkly committed mass media, and they're not committed to our welfare. Understand that. So on Sunday, 9/11, hold a thought for those who were sacrificed. Could have been a lot more. In fact, if you go to Iraq and look at how many were slaughtered over there, it's in the millions. That's what that 9/11 operation was used for, as most of you know. Okay, let's see what I've got here now. Okay, they're up. Let's go to the link. And there we go. Okay, they're at the top. Where did you pull the one you read? Should we just start at the top?
Okay, that was, smells number one.
Okay, all right. Well, let's do smells number two, number three, and so forth, and finish those up. Go ahead with number two.
Someone answers, yes, I can smell them very strongly. It smells to me like something chemical. It's pretty overwhelming. Now, we've conjectured that maybe the chemical smell could be either perfume or cologne, something that they may be using to try to cover up the smell.
That's an interesting thought. I mean, but remember, most people can't smell themselves when they have a bad odor. They just don't.
Yeah, that's true. They're nose blind.
My breath, there's nothing wrong with my breath. You know, never mind the plant just died on the dining room table. Nothing wrong with my breath at all. They just don't smell it. So they'll gargle with Listerine or something and think that they're fine. So if they're wearing cologne or perfume to try to, if someone's mentioned to them, hey, you got a bad, only your best friend will tell you, that kind of thing, and you're putting cologne on, that could be part of the combination smell that you're noticing. All right, here's another one. Makes me wonder, says someone, when I smelled it on a coworker, it made me have a feeling of rotting. Maybe it's cancer. All right, I'm going to interject here. A feeling or a sense of rotting, a rotting smell. Remember what we said last week? Putrescence. Maybe the body is slowly dying. And the aroma of dead cells is quite noticeable. All right. My neighbor, who died of cancer, started complaining about a chemical smell, and he was double jabbed. I didn't smell it on him, but maybe he was smelling it on himself. Back then, I didn't know about the smells and much about the after effects of the jabs, but now I'm like, oh shit. I'm still observing my coworkers and also got my apartment building manager who fell off the grid. She was pro jab and masks and all sorts of crazy pro left stuff. Well, almost 2 weeks since I heard from her, I'm just saying, already had two neighbors die this year. One in his 60s and the other in his 20s after they got stabbed. Everyone else seems to be jabbed where I am. Fun times. So these aroma things are very perplexing to me. I don't know what we don't know what they are, but they're clearly being noted by a lot of people. Go ahead.
Another one says, I can smell it, yes. And I'm not on any meds, no vaccines, healthy food, daily exercise, but I do have 5G towers on my damn roof. I think the NAC I was taking had that sulfur smell in it, so that may be it. But I know the smell you are referring to, and it's just awful. I hope I'm not decomposing, like someone said.
I said that. We said that. Yeah.
And another one says, some here have stated it from a medical point of view. It's a process the body goes through. When my grandma passed away a few months ago, she couldn't stand the way she smelled. She was dying from cancer.
There you go. There's one more smell here that popped up on this side. I wonder, too. It's an answer to somebody who wrote, to me it smells like fake laundry. I think it's talking about laundry, dryers, those dryer thing? I don't know. I wonder, too. Spent the afternoon with my childhood best friend over the weekend. She had the J&J. It was mandated, forced, or she would have been homeless. Now she has cancer. She has a smell, and I have smelled it. Vaguely, before elsewhere, but not many around here got the J&J. It's different, but with the same warning bell as the others. Most got Pfizer or Moderna, which seemed to be the laundry smell. I wonder if health issues play into the variances. I've noticed that sick people shed more. Well, here's this. Come on. She had to take the shot or she would have been homeless. What does she think now?
Well, at the time, they probably thought it's a regular vaccine.
I know.
How bad could it be?
Yeah, I know.
It's these people were duped in a big way.
Terrible. Those who have died, and there have been a lot of them, and many more to come, were murdered by their own alleged government. It's not their government. It's a coup d'etat government. It's a coup government.
Yep.
So there you go. She had to take the shot, or she would have been homeless. Now she has cancer. We're not trying to scare any of you. We're trying to help. It's not a lot of fun to do this, but somebody's going to have to do it. You're not going to get it anywhere else. All right, next up.
Why don't we do this cancer from shedding?
Sure.
This kind of brings it into focus. Okay. I was looking for info on people developing colon cancer, specifically from shedding, and I found these posts here in this group. My husband has suspected colon cancer, awaiting colonoscopy to confirm. He's not vaccinated, but developed symptoms of colon cancer a few months ago. He works with vaxxed and boosted people.
See? It's time for all of you who have not been vaxxed. And bless all of you who have, because you've been tricked and bludgeoned and threatened and everything else. But those who haven't been, you're going to have to make some serious decisions. If you're working in a job that's full of vax people, you're going to have to make a life and death decision. And if you've got kids, it'll make it even worse. I don't know what these people are going to do. I really don't. All right. Cancer from shedding. It's causing... pay attention. I'm looking down here. All right, the first one is unvaxxed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Erica, like me, like many of you. It's causing terminal cancer, too, in the unvaxxed women. My mate hairdresser unvaxxed around them after all boosters and doses is now riddled with ovarian, spine, and brain cancer. Would you read that again?
It's causing terminal cancer, too, in the unvaxxed women. My mate hairdresser unvaxxed around them all after boosters and doses is now riddled with ovary, spine, and brain cancer.
Now, this poor woman simply is working around, she's a hairdresser, the vaxxed.
Yeah.
So do you understand? It's touch. The hair gets washed. You're using your fingertips on rubbing in the shampoo and rinsing it out.
You're
breathing,
you know,
their exhalations all the time. Go ahead.
On top of, hair salons are filled with noxious chemicals anyway. So, you know, you take a toxic environment like that. I mean, the good ones will have some type of air filter, air purifier in there to reduce the chemical fumes coming off some of these products. But I mean, these people are just set up for a toxic load.
These are just, they're, It's hard to believe these are the times we are living in. Think just 3 years ago how things were.
I know.
Trump was in office, Melania's last Christmas to decorate the White House, and then we come into this Biden, this coup d'etat of our former nation, and nobody did anything about it. The military didn't step in, nothing. Okay. My grandma right now, did you read this one?
Nope.
Okay. This is called, this particular poster is called Life with Alyssa. Kind of funny. My grandma right now, go ahead and laugh, it's all right. My grandma right now, with colon cancer that spread to her whole digestive tract, she lives with a vaxxed son. So the grandma lives with her son who took the shot, and she's riddled with cancer and dying. Is there a connection? What do you people think? Is 1 + 1 still equal 2? The next one. Did your husband die from vaxxed shedders? There were 5 of us in my home. One got vaxxed, and shortly after, another in the home was diagnosed with colon cancer and died. A 62-millimeter tumor was found in my chest, and another has been diagnosed with dementia. These are the 5 people. One dead, cancer. This woman has, or man has, a tumor, 62 millimeters in her chest, and another has been diagnosed with dementia. That's prion disease. That's common. Right? CJD, common. The only one who seems okay is my 8-year-old. What the hell is going on? And the last one, hi, yes, I did experience it. My whole family did, and my husband died. It's been devastating.
These
are called genocide of the unvaxxed. Okay? That's most of you, or many of you. So the only survival chance you have is to separate yourself and minimize contact basically with anybody. You don't know. People aren't going to tell you if they're vaxxed or unvaxxed, and many of them are going to lie. That's what they do. It's not a surprise.
Yeah. You know, and this idea that there's no such thing as contagion. Oh, boy.
Okay. Last little short one on this string. And they simply call it shedding, including a family member non-jabbed being around jabbed people and developing tumors. Do you all understand? This is danger time, not a joke. If you're around the vax people, does it mean you're going to get cancer? No. Does it mean you could? There's more and more evidence that that's one of many of the fatal developments of exchanging issues with the vaxxed. And I don't know how else to phrase it. Go ahead. Next.
Let's see. How about the babies here? My ex, due to marriage breakup, gave birth to twins last year. One died at birth, and the other one died 2 months later.
Go ahead.
And then we have, let's see, a client today said, I was reluctant to get the vax because I was pregnant, but my work and doctor said it was important that I get it and insisted. I now have a 6-month-old baby who was just diagnosed with cancer.
I see. Listen to that. Read that again. I don't want these things to go by anybody.
I was reluctant to get the vax because I was pregnant, but my work and doctor said it was important that I get it and insisted. Now I have a 6-month-old baby who was just diagnosed with cancer.
Shit, baby's dead. Baby's been killed by the
shots.
By the doctor, by whoever else said, get the shot. They're accessories to murder. These children aren't just stillborn. They've been murdered.
Yeah.
Damn it. Here. This is a shorty. My friend is a tattoo artist. He tells me that his regular customers never bleed once they are shot up. He says that their skin looks gray and isn't firm like it used to be. He spaces out the punctures further because when he wipes the excess ink off their skin, it often tears. So they're not bleeding because their blood is thick like soup or worse,
right.
Sludge. There's no blood coming out. Their skin looks gray. It's not firm like it used to be. He has to be careful when he wipes off the excess ink because the skin often tears. Tears. These people are dying.
All the different
effects that this wonderful bioweapon can confer upon the recipients. This is beyond evil. It is beyond human, and it's happening all over the damn place. And you're not hearing about it from your mainstream media, flat-screen, pin-headed, idiot script readers. They're not journalists.
No. No, I vaguely remember last year, well, I don't know, spring after the vax had been rolled out, there were some estheticians, cosmetologists there that wouldn't work on vax people because when they tried to do a facial, they would bleed. The skin would just disintegrate.
Wow.
And you couldn't exfoliate it without it bleeding and tearing.
Well, the same thing. So you poke the skin, no blood comes out because the blood's too thick. It's coagulated already. All right, here's another one. I don't understand at all. After all the death information from the vax that we already knew is coming out, why people are still taking this shot? Half of my family will not listen to me at all. My daughter's boyfriend is a sergeant in the National Guard. He told me that right after soldiers are getting the shot, they would go out to the car and they would be found dead.
Yeah, the military.
And you never hear about this.
No. Nope.
See, the assault on the military is obvious. This country is being taken down militarily. Its defense is now weak. The number of munitions that are being crated up and shipped over to Ukraine are enormous. We're putting ourselves at a great deficiency already in terms of armament and the weaponry that is needed to defend the country. It's crazy. Okay. I forget which one that was.
That was military deaths.
All right, go ahead next.
Shedding is real, and the unvaxxed can get it and shed it back to the vaxxed. My wife is double vaxxed. She had the second jab last year in November. I think she has shed less now, as I can finally go near her. However, when I came home from work, she instantly felt dizziness near me. I am unvaxxed, and I am positive the vaxxed has shed something nasty on me during work. We are all going to get this poison, vaxxed or unvaxxed. It's a time bomb.
Wow. Okay. Which one was that?
Shedding.
Okay, I don't see that one. Oh, there it is. Got it. Okay, shedding, bleeding, the first one.
Okay.
I read of girls as young as 5 having periods after visiting vaxxed friends and relatives. Get it? The kids weren't shot up.
Not normal.
They just visited people who were and started having periods. Visiting friends and relatives. Unbelievable.
Yep.
It just gets crazier and crazier. Okay, take the next one.
pregnancy. Yes, my friend had her first grandson a year ago. Her daughter got both faxes during the pregnancy. The baby was very small when he was born, right around 6 pounds full term. He was fairly healthy. However, there are now strange gene mutations and conditions coming out, like his eyes close when he's drinking. His vision is deteriorating. The baby's mom is giving him all of the recommended vaxes, so that might have something to do with it. I hope everything turns out okay for both the mom and the baby.
All right. The last one that we have, I think, not done is shedding headaches.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of wordy. We didn't do breastfeeding.
Okay. Go ahead.
The mother gets the vax. She is breastfeeding. Days later, her three-month-old is then in the hospital for 6 months because he cannot keep any food down. Luckily, he has not died, but 1,000% blame on the vax, and sadly, it took that to wake them up.
This is it's like reading some screenplay for a sci-fi movie.
I know.
Okay. What you said on the last read, though, shedding is real, and the unvaxxed can get it and shed it back to the vaxxed. This is crazy. This is crazy.
So forget about immunity.
All right, let's get through this last one. Todd, thank you. Just stretch it out if you can. This is headaches. It's our last one, I think. Is anyone here getting extreme headaches from being with unvaccinated people who are around vaccinated people a lot? Is anyone here getting extreme headaches from being with unvaxxed people who are around vaxxed people a lot? Someone answers, I get headaches and nausea from being around the vaxxed. What WTF do you mean, says someone. And the next comment is, I'm referring to secondary shedding. Can it cause extreme headaches? Answer, yes, I get migraines from shedding, even from secondary shedding. Secondhand shedding. Thanks, Gina. How long do yours last? Well, get an ice hat for your headaches. It'll help so much. I've never heard of an ice hat. Okay, will do. Okay, I was in Colorado and sometimes I got that violent, but I'm living in Mexico, hanging around with vaxxed Mexicans are pretty stupid about that. They're ignorant. They don't know. But never really had anything more than my eyes being wet like symptoms of a cold. So, okay, to sum this up, the symptomology of being exposed to the vaxxed is wide and varied. They're not just two or three things. There are many, many, many different kinds of reactions. The only thing you can do is minimize contact.
Yeah,
what else can they do?
Take the things we know that bind to the spike protein to make it less biologically active if it gets into you. I would minimize skin contact, wear long sleeves, wear gloves. I mean, it's the stuff can
we'll
go right through
your time.
Skin.
We'll spend more time on what to do. But all of you, please be aware. Share this program. It'll be up later tonight. And understand that we are not in any way stepping across any lines of paranoia or alarmism. This is real. Thanks, Erica.
Yeah. Okay, Jeff. My pleasure.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
We'll be right back with Hour 3 in a few minutes.